I want you to embrace it, because that step backwards opens you to a path to leap forward and move forward even more than you had probably originally planned.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. It's your host, Jackie, and it is a new month, right? April, here we are. It is springtime. I'm looking out here in sunny San Diego. A little bit of cloud. So, I mean, it's been a little funky with some rain and stuff. I know that a lot of my clients have been telling me that there have been some interesting things with weather where they are. So I hope you are staying dry. I hope that you are not affected by the pollen or wherever you are, and that the sun is shining, the wind and breeze is flowing on your face, and that you are feeling good. And can you believe we are already in the fourth month of the new year? And I have a very special episode for you today. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot, and we actually have an incredible coaching call inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy about this topic. They're like my guinea pigs. Anytime that I want to do an episode, I always kind of test it on them first. And it was such a good conversation. And I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about really how to have the motivation and push through the hard parts of weight loss, right? And how to normalize and embrace the idea of one step forward and two steps backward. And I am sure that you have felt that before. So before we dive into it, hello, my name is Jackie. For those of you that don't know me, I'm also known as the Mindful Nutritionist. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I am a coach, I am your person. I have been through my own 65-pound weight loss journey and I've kept it off these last 14 years. And I use the same principles of mindful eating to help me sustainably and permanently lose that weight, and also postpartum after my daughter Olivia. And I cannot tell you how many weeks pregnant I am now, because pregnancy brain, mom brain, but I'm pregnant and I'm due in July. So I'm going to be using the same principles. And it is just something that I have the pleasure of helping hundreds of women sustainably lose weight while eating the foods they love. I struggled with my weight my entire life. So if you don't know about my story, go back to part one and part two of my weight loss story. It's literally episode one and two. And I want to show you now about how to normalize the hard parts, right? And how to overcome it, because I feel like we talk about it so much in society, right? How weight loss is hard and just push through. But like, no, there are things that we need to do in order to push through, right? So that's what I want to give you some motivation today and really show you how you can embrace and normalize the hard parts. But most importantly, when you are taking that two steps backward, how to take that leap forward. So definitely make sure if you are like, this is up my alley, I totally resonate with this, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. But I'm not going to leave you hanging. So let's dive in. Okay. So the famous, I don't even know who said this. I probably should have looked it up before starting this podcast episode. One step forward, two steps backward. Who here, raise your hand if you're watching the video, raise your hand, give me a heart, an emoji or something, an aha, yes, amen. If you have felt that before, whether it is in life, whether it is in health, whether it is in relationships, business, whatever, you have felt like, yes, I'm doing so well. And then you hit that setback, you hit that roadblock. And it's so hard. It's a really, really tough feeling, because you had this momentum and you felt so good. But then you take that step backwards and then you feel frustrated. And it's like, well, what am I going to do now? It's clearly not working. And that's exactly how I felt many, many times on my weight loss journey, in business, in life in general. And I want to talk about it with you today because it is so normal, but I actually, more than that being normal, I want you to embrace it, because that step backwards opens you to a path to leap forward and move forward even more than you had probably originally planned. And that's what I want to talk about to you today. So it's so crazy. We all want this straight line, right? We want weight loss to look like this, all the way down. We want our careers to go all the way up in a straight line. We want all of these things to just go in this linear fashion, up or down. But guess what? I'm not going to break the bear. I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news, right? You know this, right? Life is not that way, right? It's full of twists and turns and ups and downs and hills and mountains and valleys and all of the thing. And we have to let go of the expectation that the path is linear, right? It is never going to be linear. But I am here to tell you, if you have not heard this before, that is not a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing. And let me share why. If light is this straight line, right? And you're just breezing through, and I gave this analogy on our coaching call. If you're just on a road trip and you are going, 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 my husband, Todd, I love you so much. Before our honeymoon, 11 out of the 12 days was in a car and it was awful. It was actually a great time, but we were just on this road driving, you know, just casually, 65 miles an hour, this straight open road. And a part of it just was boring. But when we got to go up the hill and down the hill and the twists and turns and the curves, it was exciting. So if life was a straight line, it would be like a boring, slow car ride, and you're missing the magic of life. And so I want to ask you, before we get into the meat of this, and I really give you three tangible tips how you can overcome this and normalize and embrace it. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, I want you to pick a moment where you took that step backwards, whether it's one, two, whether it's 10 steps backwards. And I want you to really think about, did you gain something from that experience? I know that every time we move forward and then we felt like we were going backwards, it sucks, but it is not purposeless. And it actually is so much better for you and more effective when you take that step backwards. So think about that moment for yourself. Take a minute right now. What is that time that you took that step backward? And what did you gain? What did you learn? How did it make you better? And I feel like, you know, we're always trying to move forward in life and in health and our health goals, right? Every time, I know for me as a recovering type A perfectionist, I don't even know why I say recovering, because I am still struggling with it. So let me be real. But it is something that, again, it is so hard when I hit a goal, and even like my coach will say it, like, or Todd always says it to me too, like, it's never enough. I have to be better, bigger, faster, stronger, all of those things. So we always want to move forward in life and health, and that's okay. But if we're always trying to get to this destination and forget about the different seasons, right? The different instances in life where life might say, nope, you got to go backwards. And even when it doesn't make sense, right? That life is taking us backwards, it's giving us an opportunity to grab onto something that will better align us of where we are really, really, really supposed to be. And so I want to give you two examples of personal stories. And again, if you have heard, episode 2 with my struggles with an eating disorder and loss and fertility, you know these stories, and I'm not going to rehash them. But if you don't know, if you want to know the whole story, go back to episode 2. But I wanted to give you my example. So again, I want you to think about your example of when you took 2 steps backwards, and what did you gain from it? And the two things that stand out to me is my eating disorder. So it took me about a year and a half to lose 65 pounds. And then I really lost my way and I did not know how to stop. And again, that is in the first episode. And at this point where I was just like, what do I do? It was this control, and I was so proud of myself. But again, I just was so clearly lost that I fell into disordered eating and an eating disorder for 6 years. And so my one step forward was my 65-pound weight loss journey. And if I start to cry, which I probably will, I apologize, but it's still very raw. And I just remember it so vividly. And I was so proud of myself for what I accomplished and to struggle for so long after and to feel so lost and to not be able to have ice cream in the house or have one bite. I had to have it all, and to not be able to, you know, go out on a date with someone and just freak out about, oh my God, like, is this bread going to turn into fat and feel like I went home and I binged because I already messed up. And for 6 years, I was struggling with an eating disorder from all of the awful, awful things I did to my body to control it. My weight was fluctuating. I mean, my poor parents, you couldn't even have a conversation with me about dinner. If it was not at 6 o'clock, if it was at 6:02, like I thought I was going to combust. I mean, there was so much erratic behavior. And I was just in this control because it was the only thing that I could control that actually had control over me. And I was 10 steps backwards or six, you know, for 6 years. And it was really, really tough for me, especially because I was studying to become a dietitian, right? I felt like such a fraud that I couldn't even get my own shit together. I didn't even have the ability to heal my relationship with food. And here I was really studying to help other people with it. So that, to me, in those 6 years, it sucked, guys. I mean, I remember crying to my dad on my yellow couch in my room, asking him, am I ever going to be normal? Am I ever not going to have to binge on something? Am I ever going to find someone who can love me? I mean, it was so, so hard. I was just stuck in this valley and this gray cloud, and it was raining and it was muddy and it was so low. But guess what? Here I am today. I'm married to an incredible man. We have a beautiful daughter. I'm naturally pregnant. I have a thriving practice. I work with the most amazing people ever. I have beautiful and loving friends and family, and I've built a life that I am so obsessed with, and I get to wake up every day doing what I love and helping people reach their goals and heal their relationship with food. But guess what? I wouldn't be here today if I didn't take those 6 steps forward or backwards, if I didn't go through that hardship. And I don't know what life would look like if I didn't go through that. My dad always asks me when it comes to Emory, because, you know, it's a private school and, you know, I got into some other public schools, and he always says, like, was it worth it that I have to spend X amount of money to send you there? And every single time I say yes, because this is where I am because of those setbacks, because of those steps back. And another example that is more recent, because that was back in 2013, 14, is recently. You know, for those that don't know, I was 14 weeks pregnant in May 2023. And unfortunately, we lost our baby because of a crania, which is something that, again, the skull didn't fully fuse. And it was my first time getting pregnant on my own. Olivia was IVF. I hadn't ovulated with probably so many years of destroying my metabolism, what I did to my body. And the fact that I got pregnant was just that one major step forward. And I was so happy. And it was another girl. And I was just like, finally, my body did something right. I didn't need medical intervention. I really had healed my relationship with food. I felt good in my body and my skin. And then I had the conversation with my doctor, and that it was a lethal diagnosis and I had to terminate. And to me, that was like 20 steps backwards, right? Finally, things were working out for me. Finally, I did something right. And to have that stripped away from me, I mean, it in the moment was the hardest thing I could have ever have gone through. And I know that if this is a trigger warning for people, again, I just also want you to know that we have our own stories, but I'm sure you can relate, whether it was the loss of a family member, a friend, and just something stripped from you so quickly. And in that moment, I couldn't see what the future was going to be like. I couldn't see the blessing that it was, but here I am today. I am, again, I don't know how many weeks pregnant I am, but I am pregnant naturally with a beautiful baby boy. And I would have never had that opportunity to have a boy, to bring a brother to Olivia, please God. And again, that is two really strong, powerful, very sad, but powerful instances in my life that I can think of where I took one step forward and had those two, six, 20 steps backwards. But here I am today. And what I want to tell you is that, again, if you want to be successful, if you want to reach your goals, you have to remind yourself that this is what life is like, right? We have to embrace these steps backwards in order to propel forward, because that's where I am today. And I really don't want you to miss out on an opportunity to climb that mountain, to build that endurance. Our incredible mindset and stress coach inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy, Lindsay, shout out if you're listening. We had an amazing coaching call and you really illustrating what weight loss looks like. And it's just these peaks and mountains and valleys and ups and downs and ups and downs. And if you are at the bottom of the mountain, that is okay. I don't want you to beat yourself up for that, because you can now clearly see where you are going and ask yourself, that is how I'm going to get there. I am going to learn how to problem solve. You're going to be able to have different levels of skills, right? And talents and empathy that can help you. There are so many hidden possibilities, new possibilities in those setbacks. And I always tell my clients, turn those setbacks into successes. So life is not about the final just destination, right? I know it's so cliche and you know it. It's about the journey. And it really shapes us of who we are and teaches us about ourselves. But you have to be willing to commit to better yourself. And I don't want you to feel disheartened when, you know, taking that one step forward and two steps back, because you have the opportunity to find the purpose. And I want you to believe it, even if you can't see it. And this is something that I tell my clients all the time. It's not about that I have to make sure that I say this right, that I will believe it when I see it. That's what we think today. And I say the opposite. And I really want you to hear this louder and clear. So if you are doing something else, come back here and make sure you're paying attention. I will see it when I believe it. So I want to give you three steps to overcome and again, embrace the steps backwards that propels you forward. But before I get into it, if this is resonating with you, if this is like, oh shit, she's on to something, this is exactly how I feel. And I don't want to keep feeling this way. And I don't want to keep starting and stopping. And I actually want to feel confident in my body. I want to be able to eat the foods that I love. And even when I am in the two steps backwards, I want to see the step forward. Then I want you to apply to Mindful Weight Loss Academy. I want you to click down in the links below. And I want you to watch my short program video. And if any of it resonates with you, which I know it will, I want you to submit your application so I can chat with you about how we can get you propelling forward, because we are in 2024. We are not going backwards anymore. You may take two steps back, but let me help you take that leap forward, because I know there is a light at the end of the tunnel for you. And you don't have to stay stuck back there. It is an opportunity for you to grow, but you can't do it on your own. And keto is not going to do it for you. Intermittent fasting is not going to do it for you. Weight Watchers and semaglutides are not going to do that for you. These are the important conversations that we need to be having. And if you are not having them and you do not have the support system, you're going to stay stuck. And I don't want that for you. So I want to be able to support you however I can. And again, there's so many different ways that you can work with me so you can propel forward. And I can't wait to help you do that, just as I have for myself and my clients. So I want to get to the three most important things that I can help you when you're really overcoming and embracing the one step forward, two steps back to get you again leaping forward. So the first thing I want you to do is to ask yourself, and you might want to write these down. What are you working towards? What do you want your health to look like? And I really want you to center yourself on that truth, right? Who you are. Where are you going? And I want you to know you can overcome anything, but that's where you come in, because you have to change your thoughts and beliefs. You have to decide what is the voice that you're listening to. This is something I teach all of my clients, that again, your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions create your results. It all stems from what you're saying up here. That's why I always say weight loss is 90% your mindset. And even if you can't understand why, right? Why is this happening to me? I didn't understand when I stuck in my eating disorder, or I was told that I was losing my baby. I didn't understand why in that moment, but I also tied myself to that faith, and I believed in myself, and I believed that there was a bigger purpose, and that there was hope, and that there was joy and happiness on the other side, and saying daily affirmations to myself. I am thankful that I am right where I need to be. I am moving closer to my goals. I can overcome any hurdle in my way. I am one step closer to the other side. And now I can confidently say to my dad, when I was sitting on that yellow couch to him, I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, even though I couldn't see it there, and I am there right now. I want you to remind yourself that there are positive things in the future for yourself, and faith will keep you steady and moving forward. But you have to be able to ask yourself, what am I working towards? Number two, don't give up. Don't walk away. I want you to keep going. I want you to choose to commit to staying, choose to commit to moving forward. And we live in a society that, again, as a millennial myself, right? I always definitely see it in terms of people my age. And it's just where the world is today. We don't stay long enough to find out why it happened, right? Why we're actually there. We leave when it feels uncomfortable, when it gets hard, and we never learn. We expect it to be fixed right away. And if it's not, well, poof, we're gone, right? We live in this society of instant gratification, and you have to stick around so you can learn from it. And this is what I teach my clients, especially when they have a setback, or if there's something in terms of, you know, they did something that wasn't as mindful, or they felt more mindless, or they're upset about something. You have to acknowledge what happened, but you have to learn from it, and then you move on. And that second step, right? This is why it's number two, that learning from it, most people don't do. They just are saying, F it, peace out, goodbye. I'm going to find something bigger and better and something different, because this clearly didn't work. But if you took two steps backward, there is something here for you to learn. Everything happens for a purpose, for a reason to move you forward. Even if you don't believe it, I want you to trust that that's what's happening, and lean into learning. Have faith in yourself. And I want you to be able to push through even when it feels hard. Even when I was in the depths of my eating disorder, when I found out, when those two doctors came in to tell me that I had to lose my child, that there was no life at the end. It was so hard. And in that moment, I had to hold on to that. I have faith that this will work out for me and I will get through this. And there was such an interesting statistic that I came across, that 92% of people don't achieve their goals. 92%. Only 8% actually achieve what they set out to do. I mean, gosh, which side do you want to be on? But those that set out, that 8%, that perseverance, they lean into it, they trust that it's going to work out, and they don't let those really addictive, negative feelings dictate their actions, right? They lean in and they don't walk away. They learn from it. They also always know that they will find the path forward. Number three, this is a beautiful one. So for those of you that haven't used the word prune in a while, it's something that I I obviously know what prune means, and I hope you do too. But it's something that when I was in Digital Course Academy, a program through Amy Porterfield, who literally changed my life. So if she's happening to listening to this podcast, hi, thank you. She used to live here in San Diego. But so when I was going through her program, and it was really learning how to create an incredible program and digital course, which is what, you know, how Mindful ELS Academy was born. And so when we were creating our outlines, she had us prune after. And I'm the type of person that like wants to give you everything and wants to give it all to you. And that was really hard for me when she said, it's time to prune. It's time to cut out the things that your potential clients and you know, people who join your program that they don't need. So I am here today to ask you, what can you prune? It is time for you to prune. Prune the things that you no longer need. Cut out the things what no longer belongs. It's so essential for growth. So not only from my experience in Digital Course Academy, but think about a beautiful rose bush. Think about herbs. Think about the things that in nature need to grow. They have to be pruned in order to grow. Even our, you know, really small avocado tree that we have in our backyard. And I'm looking at these leaves that are sun bleached. And I said to Todd, I was like, oh my God, like it's dying. And there's like three tiny little avocados. And he's like, no, they'll fall off. And look at these new leaves growing. And pruning is so essential. You need to be able to prune yourself. And so we can't win carrying old issues, and we're carrying way too much. And I couldn't continue to move forward holding down my eating disorder. I could not have gotten here and pregnant again if I was constantly holding and weighing myself down, beating myself up for the loss of, you know, our other baby. It would be holding me back. And so it really reminded me of when I was watching Olivia. You know, she's just over two, and, you know, she thinks she can do it all, right? So she's walking down the hallway, and she's carrying her little doggy that my mom got her. She's carrying this guitar that our neighbor got her. She's carrying this little teacup and all of these crayons, and she wants to bring it to the kitchen. And she is literally taking a step and just things are dropping and taking, picking it up and taking another step, and crayons are falling and saucers are falling. The dog's falling. The guitar is falling. And I just said to her, I said, give me a few of these things. And it really was reminding me of, I helped her prune so she could actually carry these things and move forward to the destination that she was going. And you don't want it to slip through your hands. You have to be able to peel back and to ask herself, okay, well, I don't want these things to fall through the cracks. So what are the things that I actually need to carry? And that helps define who you are. But you have to deal with those old issues. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. What do I need to have? How can I improve? How can I get better? I want you to check your habits. Cut out the things that don't belong. And I'm not saying it's easy, guys. I'm not saying if you're struggling with emotional eating, or whether it's binge eating and some of the things that I've even struggled with myself, I'm not saying it's easy, but you got to get rid of those habits and beliefs that don't serve you. You have to do something about it. That's why I created Mindful Weight Loss Academy, because we deal with those real conversations and doing that hard inner work. You have to be serious about making that change. You have to be making time to prune. That, you have to know, will always lead to growth. So I want to end off with that. It's okay if your journey isn't linear. There are going to be twists. There are going to be turns. But I want you to remember, those are actually going to help you reach your goals. I want you to lean into them. I want you to learn from them, see what you can discover and how you can move forward. Be mindful of the thoughts that you say to yourself. Be mindful of the voices you listen to, and have faith that there's a purpose for you being here, and you are going to make it. You are going to propel forward. Well, am I right? What do you think? So just to recap, again, for those of you that are feeling in your feels right now that you are in those 2, 6, 10 steps forward, remember these three things. Ask yourself, what are you working towards? Don't walk away. And I really want you to commit to stay and be present and try to find the purpose of why you are there and take the time to prune. Know that it's essential for your growth and it's important that you cut out what does not belong so you can have the ability to lead to that growth and move forward. I hope this provided you the motivation that you need to get out of the hard times and weight loss. And I am telling you, I don't sugarcoat things. You're going to hit a dip. You're going to hit a point in your health, in your weight loss, in your career, in relationship, whatever journey that you're in. You're going to hit a low, but you don't need to stay down. You have to be able to acknowledge where you are, but learn from it so you can move on. If any of this resonated with you, I always give you guys homework. I want you to send me a DM on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist. What hit home? Share your story with me. What is that one time that you stepped backwards? And what did you find? What did you learn? How did you grow from that situation? And how can you see that as an opportunity to open up something even bigger and better for you? Because that is what's waiting for you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I cannot wait to continue to motivate you and help you embrace and lean into the hard times so you can turn your setbacks into your successes on your mindful weight loss journey. All right, until next time, I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.